Technology and medicine go hand in hand. As new breakthroughs in medical equipment become available, medical professionals must learn new techniques for the healing arts. Dr. Frank Kimsey from Erlanger brings us information on CyberKnife, a new tool to fight cancer tumors. This equipment is very futuristic and removes tumors without surgery.
It's a unique application of radiation services, different from the way we've treated patients over the years. It is such an extremely accurate treatment machine that we're able to focus a beam on a tumor that basically ablates the tumor or burns the tumor out, if you will, rather than conventional radiation, which is typically done over 4 to 8 weeks, where the intent is not to kill all the tissues in the middle of the beam, it's to spare the normal tissues. So it has to be extremely accurate, and it's only been within the past 5 years that we've been able to develop the computer software that's allowed us to do this.
When someone is diagnosed with cancer, there's usually a rather aggressive treatment plan because it's such a deadly disease in so many ways. And oncologists, usually it means radiation therapy. It means a lot of things that really make someone feel miserable. It has a really good chance of being successful in a lot of cases, but it can completely uproot your life. Does this have the same effects? Are you still looking at that long-term misery that you have to go through?
No, I think that's what's unique about the product. We have a lot of different tools in our tool bag for treatment of cancer, and the CyberKnife doesn't apply to every patient, but in a certain population of patients that have a focal tumor that we're able to localize, it can be a unique tool that we're able to treat that tumor without the traditional side effects associated with chemotherapy, with hair loss, nausea, vomiting, or fatigue, because it is such a focal beam. It also spares the traditional side effects that we would cause with radiation, such as irritation of organs inside your body, because it is so focal.
The standard radiation that's been the standard treatment in the past tends to affect more than just the cancer cells.
That's correct, and sometimes that's our intent. Sometimes it's necessary to treat the surrounding normal tissues because of small cancer cells or the roots of the cancer that we can't see, and that can be perfectly applicable in most patients. But in a small part of the population, such as patients that have focal brain tumors or a focal lung tumor, or they have had a focus of tumor that's developed in the liver, we're able to apply this technology, and otherwise we may not have had a good treatment option for them.
How does it work?
It's interesting. It's basically off-the-shelf technology. It's an automotive welding robot, such as you'd see at the Volkswagen plant, where they have over 300 of them. We have one that has been retrofitted with basically a suitcase-sized, miniaturized radiation treatment unit. The key is its ability with its software to be able to find the tumor in the body and actually track it real-time while the beam is turned on from about 140 different directions. By doing so, you're able to focus the radiation directly on the tumor rather than on the tissues that surround the tumor. Typical treatment takes about 40 minutes to an hour. Radiation treatments traditionally we've done over anywhere from 2 to 8 weeks. With this technology, we're able to get the treatment done in 1 to 5 treatments.
And does it have strong success?
Our data right now is about 5 years on most tumors, some a little bit greater. And right now in patients that aren't able to undergo lung surgery, it may be a great option with right now an equal cure rate. In folks that have brain tumors that are localized, that are certain small size, where otherwise a brain surgery may have significant cost in their quality of life, we're able to apply this without having to intervene by opening the skull and the associated problems with that. There are some patients that we've treated that have already had traditional radiation treatments and they've not had any other good options, and we've been able to provide relief of their symptoms, although not curative, but fairly rapid relief of pain and suffering to help their quality of life.
In some traditional radiation treatments, the goal is to reduce the size of the tumor and then surgically go in and remove it. Is this similar?
It's not. Think of the CyberKnife as sort of a scalpel, except we don't have to operate. So if you can see a tumor, then we can hit it with a radiation beam. If there's multiple tumors, it's probably not applicable to that patient.
But then it's gone forever, or at least that tumor.
That's our goal. It's been about a 5-year project bringing this technology to Chattanooga, and we're very excited to have it. It's offering a tool that otherwise wouldn't be available in our region.
How many other places around the country are employing this technology?
The closest center is in Atlanta, Georgia, in Marietta. They've recently installed one in Nashville. and there's one recently installed this year in Birmingham, Alabama. We're the closest one in our region.
In addition to the repurposed robotic arm, there is more traditional equipment in the treatment room that makes the CyberKnife possible.
We actually use traditional x-ray tubes. We have two x-ray tubes that are in the ceiling of the room, and the x-ray tubes are able to take an image every 15 seconds during the patient's treatment and identify the tumor through those x-rays. What's unique to the computer algorithm is it's able to figure out where the tumor is between those 15-second pictures. And it's able to develop actually a tracking algorithm so that while the beam is on, it knows exactly where the tumor is, even though we can't see it on the x-ray.
This gives new meaning to hold perfectly still.
It's very interesting. You actually can move with the treatment machine on. If you would go in the room, and we're typically treating a lung cancer patient, as the patient breathes, you can actually see the robot breathing with the patient as it tracks the tumor. Radiation treatment machines aren't a whole lot different than they were 30 years ago. It's frankly the computer technology that has allowed us to deliver safer, more effective, focused treatments.
CyberKnife is a remarkable advancement in medical technology, but before you see this as an end to invasive and grueling cancer treatment protocols, be aware that this is not for everyone.
It's not applicable to every cancer. It's probably less than about 5 to 10% of cancer patients that we're able to use it in, so it has to be a unique set of circumstances. The sites that we're treating currently would be inoperable brain tumors that are a certain size, some brain tumors that are close to very important structures that we don't want to damage by going in surgically. It's applicable to early stage lung cancers and patients that are medically not fit for surgery. And it's really a unique opportunity for treatment of prostate cancer. We're able to apply a radiation beam to the prostate and achieve results, at least with our 4 to 5 year data, similar to surgery, sparing some of the side effects that are associated with surgery for prostate cancer.
Dr. Frank Kimsey is using robotic radiosurgery for the treatment of inoperable tumors. The CyberKnife is located at Erlanger Hospital here in Chattanooga. Follow the links from our blog at wutc.org for more information. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.